what up, people? It's boy Ricardo Nani.
Hey, what's up, people? It's boy Praise, your favorite singer, aka Mr. Rich and Famous.
Wagyu Pat, name City Q, yeah.
My name is M.I. Abaga, show Black Boy African Rapper number one. You are hanging out on the W Experience.
It's the W Experience.
What's good? Winky Sugar is bringing peace and love your way and welcoming you to another edition of the W Experience. How are you doing? Don't worry. I know the world is driving you bad-ish, crazy, but don't forget there is always something to be thankful for. You're live on the W Experience. You know it's all about the wow and winning experiences. And today, I have one of Nigeria's finest and long-standing OGs in the game, Remileku Khalid Safaru. Reminis, Alaga Ebile, aka Baba Afusa, and the list goes on and on. A singer, rapper, songwriter, and now an actor. I had a fun session with Reminis in a studio, and I listened to some of the unreleased jams that you guys are going to be enjoying on his forthcoming album, ATSG, Alaetoshe Gogo. Let's fill you in on some of these conversations. Enjoy. From Book of Rap Stories to Alaga Ebile, Baba Afusa, El Hajj, Vibes on Inshallah. Over a decade in the game.
On top. More than a decade in the game, about 11 years in limelight. Do I'm if easy.
Do I'm if easy.
Minimum 1 year every year. Do I'm if easy. But we don't love it. But if you go and do your research, you understand that any fact.
That's right.
Minimum 1 year every year. Minimum. But look at how lazy I can output, man. You know what I mean?
That's right. How have you been able to balance music business, being a father and a husband?
Well, initially, of course, the output was way heavier before. But since I became a father and I decided to be a functional father, of course, the output, you know, dropped a bit. So. And I have no regrets, actually, because, you know, the only time you regret is when you are putting your effort into stuff that isn't worthwhile. And, you know, my kids are forever, you know, the most important thing to me right now. So,
that's
no
right.
Regrets. And the most wise is to have my phone there and my phone there. I'm not bothered, you know.
That's right. You did a fantastic job playing Makanaki, you know, on the King of Boys series. So, is it more of movies now, because you still put up a post about a new movie? Is it more of movie now, or you're balancing music and movie together?
It's not about balancing. I'm not going to be doing a lot of movies, to be honest, because I think it's too stressful. But I just like scripts. When I see scripts that I like and I like the character, I'll do it. I still turned down, you know, a movie last week for, you know, really, really huge amount, and they were all shocked, because I think they came to me more, they were more concerned about the money. They came to me with, he will not be able to refuse this. I said, no, I'm not doing this. I don't like what I, you know, what I read here. And I don't even have the time for that, actually. I'm trying to put out an album, so I don't have you know, the strength in me to movies are very, very stressful. So movies for me are just more like pick and choose. I do the ones I like.
Right.
If the audience were like, I don't know, just like King of Boys, I didn't know the audience was not like that. I just did it because I wanted to do it. So movies is just like, you know, oh, Michelle, let me do it. If I don't feel like, I don't do it. The same way I treat music. Like, if I don't feel like putting out music, no matter how much pressure, I'm going to stay away.
Nice. This year, you served us Omo featuring Olamide. You served us Alaetoshe Gogo. Hustle featuring Benson. And Overdose featuring Simi.
And this love is over, over, over.
What is next from Aga?
The album, definitely. Because my album won't buy me. So I'm going to try. I'm trying. I'm 95% done. I'm trying to put out the album. I'm really, really trying. A lot of people don't know because I play around a lot. So a lot of people don't know that I'm actually trying. At least you can bear witness to that now, that I'm trying.
Yes, you are.
To put this out,
Do we have a date?
I think in a week I'll have a date. We did digital right now, so we should have a date in a week.
Okay. Back to music business right now. So are you signing any talents anytime soon?
I'm heavily discouraged at the moment. You know, I'm heavily discouraged at the moment because my first attempt hasn't been, you know, nice one. Not in terms of, you know, losses, financial and all that, but of course there's some external drama I'm sure you're aware of. But I don't, I'm not really encouraged to, but I will do it. I will do it, you know. I won't allow people not make me you know, do what I love to do. So I will do it at a point in time.
Hmm. Well, will that point in time be next year, early next year? Week,
tomorrow, I don't know, but I will do it.
Nice. Do you think the hip hop culture in Nigeria is in good hands?
I'm not bothered. I've done my bit. You know, local rappers was a turning point for people like myself, Olamide Fino.
That's right.
Standard. Anybody cannot deny that. You know, we did it at a time where the whole media, online, everybody was, they were against us. I remember people doing podcasts saying, oh, Remedy didn't have to say that, that's a foolish song. Very big influential people saying that. So, and I remember getting calls from big, big hip-hop people, Mona, Inside the Rap Man. And so I did my bit for hip-hop. And I'm still doing my bit. You mentioned four songs now. Three of them were rap songs. Omo with Olamide is a rap song. Hustle is a rap song. Alaido Shikoku is a rap song. So three or four, come on, bro. 2022.
Get it?
And you know, people will still sit down and say, come on, bro. So let others play their part as well. As for me, I'll speak for myself. I think I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Right. You get it or you don't get it, we will know. But anyways, what's your advice to a 20-something-year-old Remedies?
I don't know, Remedies will go with the blue, but my advice is just keep doing your thing. But of course, the world has changed from when I was 20 something. And I'd advise now you have, you know, like some side hustle or something else, because music right now is bonkers. It's capital intensive. You need a lot of money. You didn't need that much money when we started. You needed money, but you didn't need this much money. You know, so I'd advise any 20 something year old now, depending on where you come from, if you're from a humble background, I say, try to find something extra to do in case you don't work. But if you are from a rich home, of course it will work at the point in time. It's just how much money you have to spend.
I'm seeing the artwork from, I guess, your recent songs you've been dropping, and I see a chair there. Are we getting a clue of the name of your album?
The name of the album is out already. I like the Shigugu. It's ESG. I like the Shigugu, you know. So I like the Shigugu chair. Normal chair is a symbol of a guy. So yeah, only the chair on the album art. It's not like I care anymore. Everybody knows my face already. So the early days was when you try to put your face out, but I don't care anymore about putting my face out. I just want to put music out when I want to, when I, you know, type of music I want to put out. I'm not under pressure. I'm not into one song a month, marathon. No, I just want to put music out for people that genuinely love my music. I want to listen, and I'm fine. No pressure. No, I'm not looking anywhere, but
that's right.
You were ready, no catch, you know. So,
okay. So now a lot of youngins in the industry or who wants to go into music right now are scared to settle down because they feel like it's going to affect their career as an artist or whatever it is that is the picture they have in their head. What do you have to tell them?
When you say settle down, you mean married,
Live
with family? It depends. If you think it's going to stop it, it will stop you. When I started, like, people were like, ah, you don't born, you know if you blow. You don't marry, you know if you blow. And I guess we all know how that ended. So it depends. If you think anything will stop you, it will stop you. You get it? It depends on how you put your shit out and, you know, how you, how much you believe in what you're doing. I have never believed anything can stop me. I've never believed anyone can stop me. I've never believed there are barriers or, you know, obstructions anywhere. So I've just done what I think is right for me, what I should do, and that's worked out for me. So I, you know, encourage youngins as well to say, I'm going to do what I want to do and I will push. Nobody has the right to determine, you know, what will be successful and what will not.
It's a thing of the mind.
It's a thing of the mind, actually, yeah. If you think you won't be successful, you won't be.
Nice. Do we have any more features lastly from the coming album?
Yeah, there are a lot of features. There are a lot of people that I like. I love, you know, my favorite youngins out there right now is Mayor, there's Oxley, there's Victoni. There's a lot of young guys that I like that I'm feeling, and you know, they've been gracious enough to make music with me. I love them. The amount of respect they actually show me it's crazy. I'm like, okay, you guys really love me this much, okay. You know, I'll do it. So it's crazy. Buju as well, you know what I mean? Yeah, so yeah.
Nice. Thank you so much for carving out time out of your compressed schedule to talk to us.
Thank you. Good to see you. I love you, bro. It's been ages.
Love you
so much. Well done. I'm happy for you.
I love you more. Thank you so much. And that's the Chitty Chatty session I had with Alaga Ibile. Reminisce, you know the vibe. Stay locked.
It's the W Experience with Winky Sugar.
Wọ́n lẹ́ni dádì yín rìtáyà kò gbé kọ́ọ̀sẹ̀ náà dádì yín ó rìtáyà ó ń ṣe spọ́ọ̀tsẹ̀ mo ní dádì yín ó rìtáyà ó ń ṣe fíìmù ni ṣọmọye rapper ti dádì yín mọ́rẹ́dà lórí beats ni. In my lifetime, I learned that there never ever be a right time, so I gotta keep it moving, later on the night time. Mo miss nightlife, yeah, but these days I'm just into me and my wife time. I'll keep it 100, I'm in a good place. I'm multi-wallet school by, but they ain't safe. Boko Haram, kidnapper, ESN, OPC, bandits, IPOP, Kilo Degon, Chekosi. Midlife crisis by the setting, I don't even know. Molora Rufi Buti Mo Wani 10 years ago. Mofi suicide door see, Mokuni color taxi. Funny fingers, I feel good about it.
It's your boy Lamide Bado, hey, hanging out with my brother from another mother, Winky. Winky too bad.
Yo, 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 it's a wrap on this week's edition of the show, The W Experience with Man of Peace and Love, Winky Sugar. Shout out to Alaga Ibile for holding it down for us on the show. Next week is going to be someone different, and you want to know who that is? Don't worry, I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag yet. Just keep it locked onto this dial, and I'm going to be surprising you. Don't forget, where you're from does not always dictate where you're going in life, but it says a lot about who you are. Always represent your roots, stay true, curious, and be you. Man of Peace and Love, Winky Sugar, is signing out. Peace and love.